Today we pray for all farmers and those who work on the land, especially on this feast of St. Isidore the farmer, their patron. Perhaps you know that he was much like you. Every morning he would come to daily Mass, make sure he would make that effort, despite the fact that his co-workers were angry with him for skipping work. But our Lord wanted him there at Mass to begin his day the best way he possibly could. And although he was persecuted, he got more work done than the others, especially by the help of the angels. So we ask the angels to help us. There's a certain manifestation of the fear of the Lord, that gift of the Holy Spirit in St. Isidore as he comes to Mass each day, as he is in the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist each day. That's beautiful and something for us to observe. Jesus kind of brings about this fear of the Lord in us as he talks today about what might condemn us and what might bring judgment upon us at the end of time. And it is namely the words that he spoke. Jesus is speaking to us not just what he thinks. He's speaking to us exactly what the Father is telling him to say. Jesus is speaking to us of the Father. And so we should listen to his words, allow his words to change our hearts, especially when he commands us to do something, to do it immediately when it comes to our hearts, to our minds. Follow his will. Don't hesitate. This is what St. Isidore teaches us by coming to Mass faithfully. And so let's prepare ourselves to receive Jesus like he did each morning and ask for his intercession.